I'd like to thank you for coming here today and hearing my brother Matt. We're all finished now, and we'll. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to have been asked to be here today, to stand before you, to share with you some things that that I struggle with. I struggle with the responsibilities that have been laid upon my shoulders by my Lord and Savior because I feel inadequate. I feel undeserving. Every step I take, I give thanks to Him because I don't deserve that step. I don't deserve that breath I take. I feel it's my responsibility that as a member of the staff at camp that I give you a small report. I spent a week with the youth of this camp, and it was a joy. It was a great joy. It was wonderful once again to spend an entire week with the youth. I've been there 4 years now, and the staff, and I had a great time. I learned so much from the campers. Each year, I take away from camp something, and I feel maybe that I've shorted the campers because sometimes I feel I've taken away more than I may have given. Sunday, we started with a sacrament service. We received the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. We shared prayer and testimony. That prayer and testimony, the Spirit was invited to be with us and lead us and guide us that week to keep us safe and strong, to keep the youth safe, strong, have their hearts and their minds cleansed of the world for a few days that they might have that opportunity to grasp on to God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Well, Sunday afternoon, after we went and gorged ourselves on this traditional breakfast that we do, the campers arrived. They piled off the bus and they were excited. The energy was there. We were so excited and happy to see him. And then they let Randy off the bus. I love it when Randy shows up on that bus. Because I know the kids and him were probably singing songs and playing games the whole way. And the time went like that. It was gone. They left the East Local and they were at camp before they even knew it. And I thank Randy for that. We finished out the day with some fellowship and got our cabin set up and had some dinner and went to bed. Started the next morning. We had our meeting, we had breakfast, and then the classes started. Monday morning was pretty routine. Everybody really that's been at camp jumped right in, and they knew all their responsibilities, and there wasn't a lot of retelling anyone what to do. The new campers, we led them around, you know, that first day a little bit, taught them where their classes were. They had senior campers that were fabulous. They helped out the first-year campers like you would not believe. I didn't see one of them strolling around lost between classes because somebody had shown them the way. Monday started out pretty exciting. They, after the first class, I think there were a few that whose fun and excitement dwindled. Because maybe the class wasn't what they expected it to be. There had been some changes to it from the year before when everyone had talked about it. Sometime throughout the day and into the evening Monday, there were some orange circles started showing up around camp. Some painted circles, Some of them were this big. Some of them were this big. Some of them were too big that three or four people couldn't hold hand to hand and stand around. And then the push-ups started. There were a few on Monday. There were a few more on Tuesday. Quite a few more on Tuesday. There were some blurry eyes Tuesday morning. Campers up late. Talking. Fellowshipping. Enjoying one another. Some of them that they don't see each other except this one time a year. So that's okay. We're thankful for that when we go to camp. Wednesday came around after a good hard day of working in the Spirit, in our classes, with the camper challenges, with the staff versus camper kickball games or volleyball games or any activity that they wanted, we did. There were some tired kids after Tuesday, but Wednesday started and there were a few eyes that weren't blur anymore. They had a little sparkle in them. Classes started to make sense. Sorenesses from the push-ups and exercises set in. The day went well. Another day without injury. Another day of blessings. By Thursday, they were watching out for each other. Because by this time, everybody knew what the orange circles were. To let you all know, if you haven't heard, I apologize if I'm repeating anything that you've already heard. The orange circles were started in the spiritual warfare class, and they represented temptation. And if you were caught stepping in one, you were to do push-ups. Spiritual warfare was given a battle buddy. And if one of those two battle buddies stepped in that temptation, they both did push-ups. It was a life lesson in watching over your brothers and sisters. By Thursday, there were people stepping in that circle, but not as many as there was on Wednesday. Thursday, we spent preparing for our serious campfire. It was beautiful. Preparation for it. You give them a little bit of instruction, and they take it and they run with it in the Lord. All this week, I'd been there. I've been busy with the classes that I assisted in, knowing that I had to be here tonight for you, this afternoon, to be standing here before you. In the back of my mind, I was worried about what I was going to talk about. So by Thursday, I was really kind of stressed out, and I asked Jeff. I said, "Jeff, I've been really busy. May I take free time and go to my cabin and study? I need that 3 hours to study for Saturday." He said, "You bet." He said, "Go. I know what you have to do." Camp is a blessing for me because I'm away from the world and I can hear the Lord speak. When I'm in the world, there's all that white noise. There's all that static and all that distraction. And I worry whether I hear Him or not. Thursday, I go to my cabin. I'd been praying. I knelt down, I prayed again, and I started studying. And I studied myself into a headache. Not yet had He spoke to me. That night at that campfire, before we started our season of prayer, I saw what he wanted me to talk about. There was a young lady, first year camper. How far did you travel? Thousands of miles. Natasha got up and sang a song. It was a beautiful song. She did a wonderful job. But the thing was that she had been worried all day long. She didn't want to do it. She didn't want to get up there. She was worried what people were going to think. When she sang, I heard voices of angels. I knew it was the Spirit. Of the Lord right there. Still yet in my own, I saw this. It was a beautiful blessing. And I started thinking about that Spirit. But again, because I'm human, I tend to overthink things. Anyway, continuing on here with my summarization of camp. Just to finish this up. This week I saw participation, excitement, diligence in the duties that they had. Joy in renewing old friendships and making new ones. Fear, uncertainty for some first year campers. Sadness because there were some staff and campers who couldn't make it. One thing that everyone at camp enjoyed though was the food. We had a marvelous staff in the kitchen. They blessed us with good spirit too. They blessed us with great food. But I continued on trying and studying and praying and studying and studying every chance I got. Last night I was up until 1 o'clock. And I came up with this scripture. 1 Timothy 4. This is Paul speaking to Timothy. Excuse me. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. I read this and I see Paul. Paul is bolstering the confidence of Timothy. He's not there to help lead him. And Timothy is down and he wants to know what to do. What if we took the name of Timothy and Paul out of this? What if we looked at this as a mission statement for ourselves? Because verses 1 through 3, we teach about false doctrines, seducing spirits, the Antichrist. We teach about all things that the devil uses against our hope to break our faith. We talked a lot about that this week at camp. The seducing spirit came up in more than one class that I had. Verses 4 through 8. Strengthening faith and hope through prayer, study, preaching, teaching. Training ourselves both physically and spiritually. Our spiritual strength being the greater of the two. We had both physical and spiritual exercises this week. I can tell you that I am both physically and spiritually stronger after a week at teen camp. I did 60 push-ups before I left camp yesterday. I could hardly do 5 on Monday. We all suffer criticism because of our belief in Jesus Christ. But we must stand. And we must know that we can stand alone with the strength, the Spirit that Jesus Christ gives to us. We are a body. We are to look out for our brothers and sisters, but when you're in the world, there are times when you are there and there's not a brother or sister to lean on. But you have Jesus Christ. You have God the Father to reach out to. And we tried our best to express that to the youth. You know what? They got it.
Verses 11 and 12.
Set the example, lead by example. We had a great staff of CITs. They led by example. I had the senior campers this year. Easiest cabin time I ever had. My guys, I didn't have to tell them what to do. They've been there. They've done that. They're adults. I gave them a challenge to help out with the young campers, the first-year campers. I said if they wanted, I could put them in the cabin with one of the 12-year-olds. They said they'd help out in the yard instead. They did great. It's hard for those young people to come there that first year. They may come because they know an older camper or it may be them by themselves. They suck it up. They do the best they can. They feel alone, sometimes homesick. The campers that have been there before led all week by example. And by the end of the week, they were all leading by example. Rely on the Word of God. Spread the Word of God. This week we relied on the Word of God to feed us. And the opportunity to spread the Word of God was there also. I said that the Spirit was what I wanted to preach about, but actually, the Spirit is what I want to testify about. I'm a procrastinator by nature. I wait until the very last minute to do something. 4 years at camp, been involved in teaching. It seems like I struggled. I am not a teacher in any way. But this year, I saw camp coming. I knew I had to prepare, but it was going the same direction. Life was keeping me busy. Life was keeping me tired. Satan was using his tools against me so that I would procrastinate. The Spirit decided against that. Over a month ago, my brother Fan came to me and said he'd been praying. He needed someone to lead his Sunday school class because he was going to be gone. He said he'd prayed. I'd never taught a class before in my life. I always sat in on the class because I thought I needed to learn. I couldn't teach until I learned. Couldn't teach till I learned it all. There is no perfect knowledge. He said, Rusty, I prayed, and your name came to me that I'd like you to take my class. I wanted to say no, but I don't say no when the Lord asked me to do something, and I believe that it was the Lord that led him to ask me to do that. So I taught a class. I taught an adult class. Excuse me. I led an adult class. It made me study. It made me look at the Scriptures differently. I've read these Scriptures. I've read them. Sometimes they're just ink on the paper. But I read and I studied and I saw things that I'd never seen before. I got to camp. I'm looking for the message to deliver today, all week, stressed out about it. It was there with me the whole time because you know what? I had a little bit more confidence teaching. Being in those classes, standing before your young people used to intimidate me. They still do, but not in the same way. The Spirit of the Lord needs to be with you at all times. The Spirit of the Lord, we talked about faith, hope, and charity. Moroni chapter 10, verse 15. Faith, hope, and charity. If you don't have Jesus Christ, you don't have faith. If you don't have faith, you don't have hope. Without faith and hope, you cannot have charity. The pure love of Jesus Christ comes because those three go together. Without the Spirit of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit to lead you, you won't have faith or hope. And I feel as if my faith has been strengthened, my hope has been strengthened, and I saw a charity this week that it was beautiful. I've been blessed abundantly. And I give thanks unto you for allowing me to spend a week at camp with your youth. I praise God for allowing me to do that, for giving me that Holy Spirit to guide me in the times that I need Him, to strengthen me. I need Him now, though. Giving it all to Him is a struggle for anyone. But the Spirit will lead you. It will strengthen you. And it will take that burden from you as long as you hear it. I had a comment here about the gospel. You see, Paul was trying to lift Timothy up, give to him that which he needed at that time before he got there. I wrote down that the gospel is about lifting our confidence. It's about breaking away from the flesh, grasping onto that Spirit. The Word of God, the rod of iron. I have that. And I thank you for being there for me. My life has been abundantly blessed since I joined this church. And they just keep getting bigger. And I thank you for that. God bless you. Keep the Spirit. Keep your prayers for the youth, that you might serve Jesus Christ and serve your fellow man. It's a wonderful thing. And I thank you for that. God bless you.